A Superior Court judge in New Haven, Connecticut, has dismissed charges and freed a man who confessed to a murder he says he didn't commit. That's after the New Haven state's attorney said the confession may not have been accurate and asked the judge to set aside the conviction. WSHU's Katie Toth reports Bobby Johnson was released today after serving 9 years in prison.
Family and friends outside the New Haven Superior Courthouse cheered and brought popcorn when Bobby Johnson walked out. Johnson's mother was wearing a handmade shirt that said, "Justice for my son."
Justice for my son, I like that. Hopefully we get justice for everybody that's innocent and in the same predicament. So, this is a blessing. It's a blessing.
It took years to free Johnson. Johnson's lawyer worked with the Connecticut Innocence Project, which is a part of the state public defender's office. Johnson was 16 when he confessed to the murder of a 70-year-old man named Herbert Fields in New Haven. Johnson's lawyer says detectives threatened him with the death penalty and coerced his confession. That's even though there was physical evidence that someone else committed the crime. Herbert Fields' daughter, Susan Troxler, was at Johnson's hearing today.
I don't think he did it. I really don't. I don't think he did it because there's a lot of evidence towards somebody else. So that's all I could say. I don't think he did it. And it's something that I have to think about until they find the person that did it. I think about it every day.
The New Haven State's attorney, Michael Deerington, says the investigation into Fields' murder remains open. Katie Toth, WSHU News.